O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Well, today I'd like to do something a little different. We are in the throes of Advent, which is a beloved season in the church calendar. And one of our favorite things to do in this time of year as a church is to sing Advent and Christmas hymns. So on Fridays in the weeks leading up to Christmas, we're going to take some time to look a little deeper into some of our favorite hymns of the season. Today, I'd like for us to take a look at my personal favorite Advent hymn, O Come, Emmanuel. I think part of what is so interesting about this hymn, at least to me, is that it is very old. It has roots that go back almost 1,200 years. The hymn's first iteration was a series of Latin verses called the O Antiphons. These would be chanted or sung in monasteries beginning 7 days before Christmas Eve. The British hymnologist J.R. Watson writes, "The antiphons were designated to concentrate the mind on the coming Christmas, enriching the meaning of the Incarnation with a complex series of references from the Old and New Testaments." Each verse of this hymn refers to Christ by various Old Testament titles, pointing to Jesus as the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. But this hymn not only looks back, it also looks forward in anticipation of Christ's second coming. In fact, the original text created the reverse acrostic, Ero Cross, which means, "I shall be with you tomorrow." And that is the promise that we hold on to as we sing these beautiful words. The hymn as we know it today came into being in the 1850s. A metrical Latin five-verse version of the poem first appeared in the 1300s and was translated into English by the Anglican minister J.M. Neale in 1851. But in addition to the powerful lyrics, the music of this hymn is also really striking. O Come, Emmanuel is set to the tune Veni, Emmanuel, adapted by Thomas Helmore. Some describe the music as haunting and pleading, and it artfully supports the words of longing in the text. But there's an interesting juxtaposition when you get into the refrain. Laura DeJong calls it a hopeful change. So for example, in one verse we sing longingly for Jesus to come and save his people from Satan's tyranny, the depths of hell and the grave. But in the refrain, we come out of the pit and sing rejoice as we cling to the sure promise that Emmanuel will come once again. Personally, I really love how this hymn prepares my heart for the season. It reminds me what Christmas is really all about. We get so caught up in the commercial or even the family planning aspects of the season that it can be easy for us to forget what we're really meant to give our focus and attention to. O Come, Emmanuel reminds us of our need for Jesus. Our hope is not getting the decorations right, getting what we want, creating the perfect memories for our families. No, our hope is in the fact that Jesus has come and that he is coming again. I like how one writer put it talking about this hymn when she said, "In a world and sometimes even a church that celebrates the days before Christmas as an endless obligation of organized exuberance, these words remind us that as Christians, we're to long for another country, one where the Messiah wipes the tears of the sorrowing and casts down the mighty from their thrones." Amen. I want to close by actually listening to this hymn. This is a version by a group called Rain for Roots from their album Waiting Songs. So take a listen, meditate on the words, and ask God to fill you with a holy longing, not for the perfect Christmas celebration, but for the coming of the Key of David, who will open wide our heavenly home and close the path to misery once and for all.